Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Oh, am I excited tonight. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. You're listening to Poetic, and tonight we're going to be talking about what is the beat maker's role in the recording if they only supply the beat. But before we go into the topic, I have to cover the show like we always do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform to let us come together once again to express ourselves collectively. As a community, Lord, we ask that as we all come together to talk about this topic that impacts this industry, that everybody's mindful of each other and respectful to one another, and that we understand that it was you who had given us this gift. Lord, we pray that everyone can get good direction and to be able to use that direction to enter this business that they so desire to be in. Lord, I ask that you bless them, bless their family, bless everything that they do as they quest to go forward. In Jesus' name, as we pray, amen. Tonight, guys, we're talking about what is the beat maker role in the recording if they only supply the beat. It's been a question that's been plaguing me for quite some time. And tonight, I intend to get some clarity out of this. From my understanding, producers and beat makers kind of have a different entry in one sense. From what I understand, the producer is the one who guides and directs the session and gives, as far as pitch, tone, and giving the songs the direction of how the song will change, all of that, and coaching the session that the producer does. From what I understand, the beat maker, a lot of them are capable of doing it, but they are hidden under some major producers. But tonight, before I go on ranting on what I think it is, I want to go into and get some true knowledge from some producers who's actually doing it. I want to bring Kano the Great on. Kano, welcome to Hip Hop National. If you would please make your opening statement to tonight's topic.
Hey, how you doing? It's Kano. I think the producers do, because there's a lot of great producers out there, and they've built a lot of artists' careers, you know what I'm saying, as far as how they, like you mentioned, the tone, the attitude of the song, maybe the song content. You know, a lot of the great, you know, artists out there, there's always been a great producer behind the scenes. I mean, just to put everything together. So it takes a team for, you know, put the song together sometimes. So I would say the artist may write the song, but the producer develops the song.
That was well said, brother. Well said. We're going to bring Raw Dog, who told me he's locked and loaded with answers tonight. So definitely, Raw Dog, you got the floor.
Well, good evening. Good evening, Kano. Good evening, Poetic. You know, I go along with what Kano said. And now I have nothing else to say. Now, do you believe that? Okay. All right. Kano was right, exactly what he said, you know, and I can't disagree with that, and I really don't know anything I can add to what he said. But now, let's talk about beat maker. You said producer. Let's talk about the song creator, okay? Now, you know, we always talk about how hip-hop's evolving. People enjoy the rapper, or do they enjoy the music? I kind of think the music is what makes them dance, and no matter what the rap that was put put on top of it, they're still going to enjoy that song. And, you know, the funny part about it is that very few people in the world get to hear the music without lyrics. You know, there was an age where they had instrumentals that were tops on the chart. You know, and it was the creation and the point of the instrumental being dance-worthy. You know, the funny part that, you know, I think the hip-hop is getting back into is the fact that they're not listening to the lyrics anymore. They're listening to the beat and how it moves them in a club. DJs being able to remix. It's not necessarily the lyrics. It's the quality and the depth of the music that it's being played. So when we start to talk about, you know, the beat makers and what have you, and we wonder where hip-hop is going to, I think these questions are going to be answered as we go along in this show, because the producer is important. But the wrong music, irregardless of how good the lyrics, it's just not going to float. All right. What do you think about that, Kano?
Well, I think the producer in a sense, most of the time composes the music in the first place.
Okay.
Most of the time. You know, so, yeah, they do help drive the artist as far as in the song. So, like I said, producers sometimes, you know, court, you know, they compose the song. And at the same time, they write that at the same time as well, most of the time in the song. So, I mean, instrumentals, that's a great thing because, I mean, if you look at artists like Mozart, you know what I'm saying, they're just piano, you know what I'm saying, it's just progression,
right.
You know what I'm saying, Mozart. And there was no words. You just felt it. So
well,
I would agree with
you. But, Kano, let me ask you a question. When you create the beat, that sounds so weird to me, but I call it, when you create a beat.
Yes, sir.
Don't you, as the creator, that beat has to have that vibe in it that moves you to the point where you like that? Because, you know what, we play a song of yours, and if you didn't have the lyrics on top, it would still be a groove.
Yes.
See, so that's what makes a song good, is because you get a groove from that music. And what if you were to play one of your tracks and then another of your tracks, no lyrics, just the music? There would be a vibration that would go on, that a good feeling and okay, and a different day, a different thought, but a groove. Because most people that create beats, they have that vibration about them that, today is a good day, so I want to create an up-tempo beat, or yesterday was a sad day, and I'm going to create a sad beat. Not necessarily for the lyrics, but because the soul comes out in creating those beats.
Yes.
So, you know, what do you think about that? I'm not going to talk you out of it, but what do you think about that?
Yeah, I just think the beats are created. You know, first of all, they evolve. Once the artist takes hold of it, then they create their own image of what that song should be. So,
but
yes.
Now here's something I want you to trip off of, that in the good old days, people's imagination, the individual consumer, could go and buy that, take it home, and create their own vision while they listen to that song.
Yes, and that's great. That's like with a lot of jazz music, you know.
Right, right. When you think of a bird. You know, you start to go, well, wait a minute, Coltrane? You go, you know, I hear them, I don't like them. They're too far. I can't sit there and draw a picture, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about the hip-hop culture? If they were exposed to it, and DJs expose it to them when they go to clubs, because they give them the instrumental and they twist it up their way, And they might throw a few words on, hype words on top of it intermittently, and it becomes a jam.
Yeah,
they don't play the CD. They play the song, and they well, you've heard them. You've heard what they do. You know, they'll take the instrumental, and you'll go, wow, I didn't realize it was that moving by itself. Or with a little twist, wow, that was the best part of the song, and I never realized it. You know, it the music becomes subliminal, you know, because they're looking at who's the front man. But if it wasn't for that music or that beat, see, the song wouldn't be what it is. And see, that's that. I think, you know, and poetic talking to him and what have you, I guess why we're talking about this is because of the fact that in discussing different conversations with different beat makers, you know, we're kind of thinking in the line that we're going to have a beat maker's show to display his talents, because artists look for beats, but they don't know where to look, you know, unless you know that person and they come to you. You know, it's hard to catch up with you, you know, and there's so many beat makers. How do they promote themselves so that the public can hear them? And I think what you're going to find is hip-hop is going to have a demand for this type of program so they can buy their mixes. Even the public can buy the mix without the words. See, now that's the trip. You're throwing your own party, and okay, you want the groove to be set by the people that are coming and the flow of good time. You know, this is the trip behind music, good time. You know, if it's a good time, play that song again. You know, so, and I've learned that through a period of time. So, you know, think about you, the beat maker, Kano, and then think about yourself being able to display your beat and find out, hey, guess what? People love your grooves. They don't have to have lyrics. They just have to have that groove. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, it's all about finding that groove, too. I mean, it all depends on the song, the tone, the tempo, how you go into beat creation, you know what I'm saying? The different layers that you add on there, on top, just to create something.
Well,
you know,
but see, guess what? You don't let your baby out the house before she's ready. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not going to hear your beat until you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
See, those things, you keep them out of the public so they can grow up. But what if you have a house full of grown-up beats and the public doesn't even get a chance to get a snippet of it so that an artist might purchase a lease from you, buy an exclusive, you get played in a club. You see what I'm saying? In other words, a DJ might want you because he's got an idea to throw on top of it. Your music is going to go forward rather than be selective to the public, to the masses. You know, you can get around the small bureaucracy that's in your local area, and you can get to the mass of people and find out that they embrace you, and all you got to do is keep your mouth shut and keep on kicking on with the beats, creating and what have you. Wow. Your revenue increases. Your income comes in. But that's a whole different conversation.
I think you just mentioned revenue runoff.
Excuse me?
And I want to talk about the income stream for a beat maker and how money is being made with what they do. How is it that they can lease a beat and several people go over and over with this without any repercussions if the song was to make a hit.
Okay, well, you want to tell him, Kano, or do you want me to tell him?
I'm going to let you go ahead, Chuck. That's the man.
That's what I love about you. Stand there, Kano. Here it goes. Boy, Eddie. First of all, it's a benefit to the beat maker to do that, to lease it. Because, okay, let me explain something to you. Some of these you don't want to let go because they are a creation of yours, okay? There's a price. Everybody got a price, okay? To let that beat go as a producer, as a beat maker, it's hard to cheapen out something that you put love and heart in. I mean, that's the only way a successful beat maker creates beats. It's a sacrifice. It's at times when other people are doing other things, and we're sitting back doing that. So something that we have that much love in and has brought us that much joy, this is personal. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we're not looking at the point of being rich. We're just looking at the point of being heard. You know, okay. So the issue that leasing it, sure, that's a way for revenue and to find out acceptance. And in allowing someone else that cannot purchase your baby, you know, babies aren't cheap. The beats aren't cheap. So someone stepping up to the plate that doesn't have that price to say, I want it exclusively.
Okay, now my question is there. Let's just say you got this hot smacking beat. This beat is off the chain. Now you done leased it out. A whole bunch of rappers got on it across the country. Boom, boom, everybody got their version of it already out there. But now one rapper said, man, I want to buy this thing exclusively. That's what I was asking. What's the repercussion once that is out there? How could you sell something that's already been saturated with other rappers exclusively?
Okay.
Yeah, you do.
You want to tell him, Gato?
Yeah, you do lose a lot. I mean, putting something out there like that, especially the artists, because then everyone's done heard it, and everyone has put their own, you know, vibe to it, per se. If it's hot enough, you know what I'm saying, it will get purchased, but it's good to lease things, you know what I'm saying, at least like an album or, you know, a track out to someone, because then you can lease it to multiple people, and you still make that form of revenue, whatever they use it in, they use it on a video, you know what I'm saying. That's why it's good for artists to become members of, like, ASCAP. They can help you, you know what I'm saying? Like, far as what ASCAP does is help point you in the direction to, like, you know what I'm saying, copyright your music, for instance, different things like that. And also, you know, once you sign up with them as an artist or a beat maker, you can send them, you know, send your beat in. And anything that, if it goes on TV, if it goes on, you know, like the radio, for instance, as far as like on an advertisement or a commercial or something like that, then, you know, with that being leased, you make your money back. And every time that's played, you get money back for that.
Yeah, he's correct on that. But now, have you ever read one of those leases, Poetic? In reading the lease, there are different levels of leasing, different price ranges. If that person that you say several rappers are putting it out for sale, there's a stipulation of how many copies of that CD they can sell.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the lease. You can only sell 5,000. You can't. You might not be able to go on a television program or something like that and be used as a commercial if they like what you're doing. You don't have those properties. You didn't buy those properties through the lease. It's a limited lease. It's not an exclusive lease. So there are ramifications. If someone were to do that, in the lease papers that they have purchased the beat under. See, it's funny, but I read them. I actually read each degree that you could purchase this lease to, and what you would be able to do under the certain price ranges of that lease. And to buy an exclusive lease, you generally have to contact them, okay? But there are different degrees, and each lease has own different, what would you call them, addendums, different what you're getting for that price. So I think if there was an exclusive, there might even be a shutdown declaration that the other leases have signed into once they've been notified that there's an exclusive lease has been purchased. Because there's limited leases that they're buying. They may not be aware of it. And you don't know how many are getting caught if they were to make mainstream. But I think that the labels check in behind that after a certain point in time if they're going to do a distribution deal, just to make sure everything is in line. So, I think those things are covered in the lease, and anybody, any artist, should know what they're paying for. You know, read the document. Because, you know, if it were to become a big hit or something of that sort, then guess what? Catch-22, as Poetic puts, is going to put you behind a rock and a hard spot. So, you know, hey, I get. Did that help answer that question, Poetic?
Sort of, kind of. well, my thing is, my next question is, I've always wondered, is there a difference between a rap beat and a hip hop beat?
It's a catch 22 between a rock and a hard place.
Okay. Was that you, Poetic?
Yes, that was me, brother. It's a catch 22 between a rock and a hard place.
You know what? Okay, what's the difference between funk and soul? You know, that's the same question between rap and hip hop.
I'm talking about the beat. Is there a beat?
No, what you're talking about is electronics that allowed the sounding of different beats. They was playing that beat at maybe at a slower tempo with a different sounding. You remember hip hop when it changed over. It was using the 808 and the 909's kick drum. And that was the evolution to bring in, rather than the turntables, from rap to hip-hop. You know, it was just changing the tempo. You know, think about it.
Answer my main question tonight, though. The role of the beat maker. If he supplies the beat, what is his role if he does not? Let's say we live a distance between each other, you and I, Raw Dog. But I wanted a beat from you, okay? I bought it. I bought that beat from you, and I just say I leased that beat from you. And now I take it into my studio, and I put my spank on it. I give it the direction. What is the beat maker's? What is the beat maker's role at that point? If he just supplied the beat but yet not giving me any direction as far as the arrangement of the song, the tempo, the beat, you know, the tempo, he set the tempo, the tonality, the melody, all of that stuff. If he didn't put any input there, what is his role then? Is he a musician on the track? A composer of the track, just composer alone? That's the question I want to get.
You pay for what you get. If you are on a budget and you're just purchasing the, let's just say, the introductory lease, you know, that's maybe 5,000 copies can be sold. Okay? You get nothing but the music the way it is. There's nothing custom that's going to be done. Remember that word custom.
I'm just trying to tell you, you're not answering the question.
No. But that's
because I want to know his role as far as what he's going to get paid for points.
No. You don't understand how the Anvis goes. You can get them changed and to what you might want, but there's an additional fee. There is a fee for that, but you have to ask for
that
type of lease with those conditions.
Are you giving up raw tracks most of the time? That's what's happening.
I mean, you're giving an MP3 that's already fixed by its measures and everything.
No.
I want to know.
You can get the WAV files.
Yeah, you get the WAV files.
But I want the session. I want the session.
Yeah, but that's how it is. You get each additional track broken down into different tracks. They're all mixed and mastered. I mean, that's how you're supposed to get tracks. That way you can bring in your chorus or your bridge anytime you want to, because all you got to do is, you know, chop a piece here.
And then you can silence some sounds that you don't want and stuff like that. Because
you
never
have total
really
control
leased.
Through your program.
I've never leased a beat. I'm talking about I've never gotten a beat from somebody else. My daughter did once, but when she got it, she got it in the form of an MP3, and it already had its own direction to it, and you just had to kind of stick to the format.
Right, because that was not – she didn't negotiate the lease to the way she wanted it. You have to tell them that you're going to want to change it, and that requires you getting the proper WAV files so that you can do that. If you want them to do that, you want them to go back into production. That's where you're going to pay them a lot more for that beat. See, when I said there are different leases that you can request different formats of receiving the files because you want to, they're yours, but that's at a level higher than just a simple lease. There are different, like, you know, basic, you know, regular, and then, you know, executive, VIP, exclusive. I don't know the different names of them, but there are different price ranges, and that's what you have to understand about leasing is that you can buy the simple beat. Oh, yeah, but you're going to need at least, you know, $300-$600 worth of equipment at home.
Well, me personally, if I was to do it, I want the whole session so I can man the session at the studio so I can give it direction to where I want it to be. If I don't like a certain sound that they had in the original production composition, I want to be able to pull it out and put something else in.
Yeah, and that's why you want each track sample.
It's not introductory cost.
Yeah, and that's what you want to sound sampled out. I mean, if you're an artist and you're looking to purchase a song to actually make it radio ready in a sense, for the radio, you want everything to be tracked out. That way,
you want everything. You want the whole piece.
Yeah. When you go to I want the hi-hats to the kicks, I mean, to every little intricate sound, I want it sampled out how they originally made it. So that way, when I go to the studio and you deal with a producer, you know what I'm saying, they can put their point of emphasis on there. Even though you got the beat from the beat maker, it can be arranged differently. You know what I'm saying? That's the art of it. So, yeah, if you're going to – it's going to be an exclusive price to get that. But if you want to be a true beat maker, you got to learn that process of being
– And that's what I want to know. When they lease the beat, do they give it to you as a fixed composition, saying this is the beat, that's how I go? And then when they go to exclusive, is that when they give you the session?
Okay. They have the different ways you can request the beat to be delivered to you. You can.
Okay. When we come back, Rodolfo,
let's get
into that. Let's get into that because I definitely want to know. You listen to Hip Hop National Radio. What is the beat maker's role in the recording if they only supply the beat?
And still yet, got the solid answer to my personal self, and I'm going to keep digging until I get that answer clear for myself. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. Get the word from our sponsor.
Playwriter and director Antonio G. Wells presents to you Why Am I Still Single? The Stage Play. Coming November 24th, 2013 for two shows. Available for 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Located at the Coral Springs Center for the Arts, 2855 Coral Springs Drive, Coral Springs, Florida.
And what does that supposed to mean?
That means I'm starting to turn out like that old lady that
ooh,
I know.
Because I like the song.
Yeah, ooh. That old lady. You.
If I slap you.
You don't want to miss this play, so get your tickets now. Tickets are $15 in advance and $25 at the door. Booth rates are also available. Call 954-200-2839. That's 954-200-2839.
Please come as quick as you can and marry this girl. Because if she eat my Cocoa Puffs one more time, I'm going to catch a case. Because I'm cuckoo from a Cocoa Puff.
November 24th, 2013. Another Antonio G. Wells production.
Gospel, hip-hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Inc., is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes. Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
Forever Memory Blankets is covering all of your memories. It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. First, you pick your favorite photo, then select the product type that you would like. It may be a pillow, bag, or a blanket, just to name a few, but nothing starts moving until you pay your money, and then we'll send a finished view created just for you. Log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you may call 214-403-1524. That's 214-403-1524. Remember, Forever Memory Blankets is covering all of your memories in time. You heard it first right here on the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
We're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Just to let you guys know, we are a marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio in front of the inside circle of the music business. We are on 7 days a week to give you the information that's impacting this industry. We also play music to support the unsigned community. So definitely you want to upload your music at www.hiphopnational.com. That's www.hiphopnational.com. And upload your music today so we can hear it and get it played and get it started to mass blast it and get it out here as we continue to make this ship grow. We also, on Sunday, we take you to church with Pastor Chris Willingham. So you want to tune in every day of the week, Dr. A.T., Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. And he often brings music to us right after this show. So y'all keep it locked, keep it loaded, keep it where you got it, right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about what is the beatmaker's role in the recording if they only supply the beat. And the reason why I'm really plagued by the question is because I'm just wondering what kind of credits do the beat makers supposed to have on the split sheet when we decide his role. Okay, you did such and such, I did this, and was it 50% that you did because you put in the beat, you made the music, but then when I took it inside to my own place and I did the sound recording, and I took it into a studio, and I gave the direction, the arrangement. I dropped some of the sounds out of your stuff and added some more stuff because I thought it needed it. What's my role at that point? Where's the defining line? And that's what that's the question I'm asking. Kano, I'm coming to you.
Yeah, that's a hard question there. That's like if you're working with Dre, you know what I'm saying, as an artist. You know, like Dre, he's somewhat made Snoop Dogg. Even though Snoop Dogg, he was somebody already. You know what I'm saying? Dre kind of made him in that sense. That's hard, the 50-50. I mean, it goes both ways in a sense, too. You know what I'm saying? Someone can take a regular beat and put it, like a raw flow on it, and it might be a hit, or it could be vice versa. But nowadays, it seems a lot of times it's the actual beat makers. You know what I'm saying? For instance, you got like I can't remember his name, but he always introduces his name in front of the beat, you know, of every song. It's more of the beat maker.
I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, so you know, you just put his name there, so it's like a stamp. You know what I'm saying?
Maybach Music do that too.
Yeah, they do that too. Maybach,
Pharrell does it.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, they got their own little stamp they put on it, so you know that's that particular beat by that particular beat maker. You know what I'm saying? That's what you want to develop as a beat maker. You want to be able to be diverse, you know what I'm saying, with your beats and things like that. So the different artists of all genres of music, hey, you know, they might purchase that from you. So yes.
Okay, I'm gonna read something, guys, that I actually, because I did some research earlier, and I came across this article written by a girl named Lola Sims, and she says, "What is a producer?" In this, it says, a producer is a person who decides the direction of the project. They take the beat and help it evolve into a song. They are there in the studio and have an active voice in the arrangement, pitches, and tones. They are then given producers rights for their input and hard work. Sometimes a beat maker is involved in the production of the song depending on the level of involvement. This starts to get a little tricky depending on the situation. For example, producers like Jazzy Faye, Jermaine Dupri, Timbaland have beat makers signed to them. This allows them to have a variation of different sounds to fit different artists. But because they have these beat makers signed to them, they are able to take the headline credit for the work even though they are just involved in the direction. Although the beat maker receives a payment, they often don't receive the credit at the end of the day. What's your thought? I'm going to start with you, Rod.
Okay, wait. You know what
that's not right.
But you know what this is like? This is like a Boeing engineer that designs something for an airplane. These people are employed by Timberland and probably working with his equipment to create these things. Let's just say. In that way, as an employee, you're working under Timberland's trademark. You may never hear the song if Timberland doesn't okay it, which means that it's his time, his money, his equipment, and they're employed by him. Okay? Yeah, well, just like engineers, they have to implement their own idea to be paid. Now, if they're not being paid enough by Timberland, that's their mistake. Okay? That's their mistake. And they then need to invest in themselves. And at some certain point, I'm sure they're going to do that. You know, but I think it's because it's Timberland's factory, it's Timberland's equipment, and he's giving them a job. They must not have their own equipment, or they wouldn't go to Timberland like that. They would do Timberland, they would do theirs, and take it to Timberland. And at that point, Timberland might produce them. But I think it's more of a mentoring and, you know, a team effort. And don't get it wrong. There's nothing wrong with a team effort. But I take it that they're employees. I mean, you know, the guitar player, he's an employee. You know, now we might write his name on the album and he might get a little Grammy statue, but he's an employee. It's just
well,
how tough
it, not he, necessarily an employee, but sometimes they'll work for hire, where they're doing they're subbing. I'm gonna say they're pretty much subcontracting, correct?
Well, but that's an employee. You're hiring them to do something, whether they call themselves a subcontractor or not. They're working for who?
Yeah,
Timberland.
But what I'm saying is their input. Yeah. At that point in time, is not necessarily there's no credit going on the album for it, unless I guess, of course, it was negotiated.
Okay, so the Boeing engineer that designed something new for an airplane that's innovative and what have you, and he happens to be an employee of the aircraft company
at Boeing,
only gets his paycheck.
Boeing. Yeah, and Boeing.
Yeah, but the thing about that though is it's like Picasso or Van Gogh selling their artwork to like an art, you know, a factory. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
you know
saying?
Not here's the catch to that.
But
when you make
a piece,
who made the canvas that Van Gogh painted on?
Yeah, but once the canvas painted on, but he owned 100% of what he painted, his vision. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, someone to take credit for
but
what you
Van,
did.
Can I? My question is: did Van Gogh get famous when he was alive or after he died?
Okay.
Well, so what, when he was alive, I don't know what happened back then. You know, so I was
well,
around.
Okay, Michelangelo. Okay, Van Gogh. See, you're asking about people that really all we did was see the pictures.
Okay.
we didn't sit down and talk with them.
Yeah, but you can see the pictures, but it's still art. It's still an art. You know what I'm saying? But wherever the sounds come from, I mean, you may have, like you said, a guy come in to record just a certain riff or something like that, that you might even go in and sample or chop up and sample. You know what I'm saying? But it's part of a beat maker is creating pretty much the entire song. Yes, you get some feedback, you know, maybe on the bass line or something like that, but when you come up and compose a song, pretty much, that's your vision. You know what I'm saying? That's your vision.
Yeah. I mean, literally, you know, you have to think about the music that was created in the Motown era. You know who the individuals were, but they were paid employees. I mean, it's a funny world in the music industry because there are paid employees. You know, when Michael Jackson's Thriller was done, the people that came in the studio and did that creation, yes, they got their name on the cover, but they were paid employees. You didn't see them on stage grabbing Grammys and what have you. And the music Thriller is just as dynamic as Michael's lyrics on top. So, you start to look at it, there are employees. There are people that will hire you can hire for studio sessions. And when they come in, they might improvise. That's part of their artistry. And if you give them that leeway within a creation, they're still an paid employee. They might get credit for the solo at such and such, but as far as the dollar signs and what have you, that's all in the contract. You're either an employee for hire, or you have something that says that you have part of the creation of this. I mean, you know, it's just the way you sign up for the job. It's a job any kind of way you look at it. Which way you sign up? Did you sign up to be an employee, or did you sign up to be, hey, a producer, assistant, or second producer, or whatever? You know, you can't help somebody that needs to buy food and pay bills. They might look at it like it's a job.
And you're right. There is nothing wrong with that. I mean,
exactly.
If you're making a living out of doing that, I mean, man, that's love. That's passion for music, you know what I'm saying? So,
the reality is you can't look at a creation like that. See, when you start to dissect the parts of the creation, there's going to be blood, sacrifice, sweat, tears, all of that that goes into that creation, because there are years of input and study and sacrifice and equipment and what have you that got it to where you could go, you know, that it is the creation. It's just you just can't throw it together with a harmonica. Well, maybe you can. I don't know. But
I think nowadays with technology, though, if you invest in the right equipment to make beats, you know, that's what's really all about. It used to be when you go to the studio, it used to, you know, $1 million studio. Now you're getting that sound at home to make your own beats.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? With a little bit of mixing and mastering, that's where it's at as far as you taking that to the next level.
Exactly. See, you know,
right,
so
I got another one, guys, that read. It says Beyond the Beats. And let me give credit due to the people who wrote it, because that's what I like to do. Aaron Beats of .hubpages.com. It's called Hub Pages, just to let you guys know. It says there is a lot of confusion in the industry, and this is why I also stand confused. There's a lot of confusion in the industry surrounding the beats. A lot of beat makers consider themselves producers because they truly don't understand that being a producer involves a lot more than creating beats. Being a producer involves anything from songwriting, finding songwriters, vocals, arrangements, and production, mixing, finding engineers, booking studio time, handling production budgets, setting up studio times, and so much more than that doesn't even involve making beats. In fact, there are some producers in the industry that never even touch the instrument or music computer.
That's a very good article. Now you know why Timberland's Timberland and the people underneath them don't get the credit. That's a lot of load for somebody to take the responsibility and do it well.
And one time, I don't know if you remember, I think we did a show called Beatmakers versus Producers. Remember that? I was making that point that, you know, there are producers that don't touch an instrument. Because me personally, I get in there and I can tell you if you're off pitch. I'm telening you to. I need you to come from the bottom of I need you to come from your diaphragm and weld this sound out. I've always given direction in the studio when I'm in there with an artist, and I've gotten out of the results that I wanted on a track. I've always thought that my role was being a producer, but people would always tell me, "No, that's not a producer."
Well, let's put it like this. That's a big hat that a producer wears. He's also got to get dressed with the rest of the attire. So,
well, I'm talking about setting up the beat. I'm talking about setting up the time. Sometimes I would look at several listen to different sounds of the musician and say, I won't take this bass player over another bass player because he don't have the spunk and he don't have the fire that this bass player has.
Right.
So I would choose that bass player over this bass player because I know he will add the funk to the track.
But see, that's the catch. You're wearing more than one hat.
Say it again?
See, you just gave the definition of a producer, all the different things. He may not play an instrument. There's nothing defined to say that this is what a producer doesn't do. But now, a beat maker is not necessarily a producer.
Okay. That's why I wanted to get a composer.
You're talking about a composer. When you said a painter,
they don't call it composer. They don't call it composer in the industry. A composer defines it. If you ask me, what you're saying, definitely.
Yeah, but see, they used to say composer back in the day. Rodgers and Hammerstein, they were composers. See, I hear where you're coming from. I do understand the confusion, but see, that's the problem with the next generation coming out with new words with no definition. Beat maker, that's such a big word that can mean so many different things that you're confused about what does it mean. When I say beat maker,
I mean how music has changed, you know, right now. I mean, as far as technology, beat maker is a lot different than back in the day, where you maybe had a band come in or orchestra come in and play certain parts. Right now, I mean, with virtual instruments that you run on your computer, you can replicate a violin or a cello, or you know, a bass guitar. You know what I'm saying? As long as you understand progressions, you understand how to put melody together, you know what I'm saying? That's pretty much what you need. So, yeah, back in the day, yes, a producer nowadays is more hybrid because producers are beat makers, you know what I'm saying? They're songwriters, and they help guide the direction of the track itself. So you have hybrid producers out there that can do everything as far as helping the artists see the vision in which they want that track to go. So it depends on the producer. You know, it depends on the beat maker, you know, as far as what direction it goes. You know, beat maker, person, he can just give a beat off to an artist and just leave it at that, you know, and let them create the direction. But then you have your hybrid beat maker producers who can do all that. You know what I'm saying? They can put a beat together and have the artist there. I've watched some documentaries on that where artists have went in, you know, like Timberland, and he's putting the beat together right there in front of them. You know what I'm saying? He's creating it. They're in there as they're creating this beat. And that gives them time to come up with, you know, the hooks, you know, the verses, you know, to come up with a chorus. But it was a combination of them being there when that actually was put together and what they actually created. So in that sense, you had Timberland. He was pretty much producing that at that time as well. So you have your hybrid producers.
I'm just as confused about what is beat maker. Okay, so he's all of those people, and then he can be just one of those people. He can be a beat maker, is also a producer, but not necessarily a producer. And a producer is a producer, but not necessarily a beat maker. Okay.
I've experienced that's how I get confused by
that word, beat maker.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I've experienced. I've experienced a person who just he's good at the instrument. Actually, the equipment that he was using, he was very good at the beat, creating the beat, creating the melody in the beat. Actually, but when it came to studio direction, he sat there quietly without any giving any direction to the artist at all.
See, but that's where he left off.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So at that point in time, that's what I'm saying. There come a time when you have to come to a split sheet and saying, boom, okay, he did this, he did this, and he did that. If someone else is in there manning the direction, giving them, that means he's a producer. And the beat maker stands as what, a co-producer? It's just a question that's plaguing my mind.
Music producer.
Music
vocal producer.
Okay.
Project manager. See, there's different hats. Because,
yeah.
Okay, you might have coached the vocals, and he might have done the music, but who was the one that said, this is the record? That's a whole different individual, isn't it? Or is it, which one? The guy that directed the vocals? See, in other words, I hear what you're saying. Each one has a title. The confusing title is beat maker. He's the music composer. He's the music conductor. And that's what he does. He's not the vocal conductor. He's not the vocal instructor. He's none of those, so he doesn't wear that hat. The producer's the producer. If he chooses to direct the vocals, then okay, he's also the vocal director. So, if you scale this out for which jobs to be done, and each one has an individual job that they are doing, then you have the Timberland who says, good job. Or he says, take it back and rework it. I guess he's you. CEO, he's the guy in charge. Give the nod, go back and see if you can't rework that. See, so what you have it's funny. Nowadays, everybody's trying to do it all inside the box. But they don't realize that Chris Brown has a team of people doing different things. Okay, do you think his producer's teaching him how to dance?
No, definitely not his producers, but his choreographers are.
Okay, so there is a choreographer. Now, when he gets a Grammy, does his choreographer get a Grammy? Or does the choreographer get a thank you from state? I'd like to thank such and such and such and such. Without their help, I wouldn't be here.
Well, he had nothing to do with the musical parts, but a beatmaker has something to do with the musical parts. That's a big difference.
No, he's an employee.
Yeah, as long as you get the check, really.
See,
as long as you get the check.
What you don't understand is
I can agree with what you're saying, Kano, as long as you get the check, but if you had the credits on what you call it, it helps you move forward in this industry.
Well,
that's
your resume.
It is.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. If I'm that beat maker, we're gonna argue some points on that. What you call it? Not only
yeah,
points.
Yeah, but see, that's the
argue some credits.
But see, that's the catch to this. There's the catch.
What's
to
that?
It. Now you just said, and you don't realize it, the music industry has not changed even in the hip hop era. You're talking about what you should get. And how you feel, but that's the musicians and the artists all the way through the history of music. They didn't get the credit. They didn't get the check. They didn't get paid. They didn't get the notoriety.
Part of it is they also didn't negotiate the project. Now, they didn't negotiate their contract. A lot of them was ignorant to their contract because they were like deer in headlights.
Well,
I'm famous now.
With
I'm blowing up. We're doing this. We saw it. Don't get me wrong. We saw it live on TLC.
Yeah. But see, yeah, that's
we
the
saw the reaction of the
beat.
Average. I'm talking about that right there. That reaction that they had, and they were so excited and caught up in the moment, they didn't care. But then when they realized that, hey, we still ain't get a car yet, we still ain't get these things. Where's the money?
Right.
That's when they started to wake up.
But see, that's the catch that you just said. That this guy didn't do something in the studio. All he did was get there. And someone else had to do the vocals and what have you. And see, so what has happened here, when you buy the product from the beat maker and you say, what are you supposed to get? What kind of support are you supposed to have? There are different types of leases. You know, I read one the other day that said you can buy a custom beat lease, meaning that they will do it until you're satisfied. Okay, that means that there. But the price of that is like $250 to $500. But that didn't
all right,
say
when
it
we
was
come back.
A bit
when we come back, Rod, I wanna. Definitely touch notes back on that custom beat because I do have a question about it. You listen to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all stay with us. There is more on the other side. What is the beat maker's role in the recording? If they only supply the beat, that's the topic tonight. If you are listening in by phone or any other device, computer, anything, call in 213-559-2995. We want to hear from you. I want you to press the number one, engage into the topic, and get involved. That's what it's about. It's helping one to teach, helping one to teach one. And that's what we do here on Hip Hop National Radio. So y'all stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development, website hosting, internet audio presentation, voiceovers, professional beat production, publicity, radio and record promotion, consulting, corporate identity, event planning and promoting, printing, graphic design, CD pressing and duplication, voice on home, radio commercial production, CD commercial production, video production, call conversion, contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Playwriter and director Antonio G. Wells presents to you Why Am I Still Single? The Stage Flames. Coming November 24th, 2013 for two shows. Available for 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Located at the Coral Springs Center for the Arts, 2855 Coral Springs Drive, Coral Springs, Florida.
That's hard. What that supposed to mean? That means I'm starting to turn out like that old lady that
ooh,
I know.
Ooh, because I like the vibe.
Yeah, ooh, that old lady. Ooh, you. F-I/you.
You don't want to miss this play, so get your tickets now. Tickets are $15 in advance and $25 at the door. Booth rates are also available. Call 954-200-2839. That's 954-200-2839.
Please come as quick as you can and marry this girl. Because if she eat my Cocoa Puffs one more time, I'm going to catch a case. Because I'm cuckoo from a Cocoa Puff.
November 24, 2013. Another Antonio G. Wells production.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, Jay Wonder. And I want y'all to request my new hit single, This Town, on HipHopNational.com.
Yo, you know it's your boy, Ojel, representing for the sickest, the maddest, the baddest radio station on the planet, you know? And that's Hip Hop National Radio. So just keep in tune and don't touch your dial. You get me? I say, sick, mad.
So you say you want to be a star. Well, you need coverage, mentorship, and most of all, you need to be a total package. Look no further. All you have to do is log on to www.hiphopnational.com. It is simply that easy. Let the experts help you climb the ladder to success. This is Hip Hop National Radio.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, you got it locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. And if you want to get your music played right here, go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. That's www.hiphopnationalradio.com. Make sure you upload your radio-ready MP3. And I'll just break it down. That's without any profanity in it on this program. Definitely, we want to hear it, but we want to be respectful to our audience because we have all sorts of people, all walks of life to come on to this program, and we want to respect every ear that tunes in and locked in. But we definitely want to support you and help you get to the next level, get your stuff out there, and get it exposed to the industry people who's tuned and locked in to our show, and as well as your listeners, and expand your fan base. www.hiphopnational.com. That's how we do it right here. And tonight we're talking about what is the beat maker's role in the recording if they only supply the beat. Coming back to Raw Dog, I wrote out just before we went to the break, I wanted to ask you a question about custom beats. When they say custom beats, you were saying that they do it for satisfaction. But let's just say a songwriter, I know traditionally you got your 8 bars, you got your 16 bars. You'll do a 16, you do your 8 bars for your chorus or whatever. Suppose it's not in the traditional format. Do they customize it to make it fit, or do they set you straight to make sure you reach the realm of the bars? I'm going to you first.
Okay.
The measures of the bars.
First of all, the artist that's going to do something to it, the person customizing the beats, isn't responsible for the vocals side of it. And let's get that straight. That's what's being supplied by the consumer, the purchaser, the artist. Okay? Now, they're responsible for that side. But as far as the instrumentation and what have you, when I said custom beats, you know, whereas you want the wave files and what have you, and then there's got to be a blueprint for him to understand what it is that you want him to do. You know, that's like I ask a lot of rappers, what key is a good key for your voice? They don't know. But if they were to listen to the rappers that are out here, like a Jay-Z, his music is played in the same key because his voice goes with that key. It's in that pitch. So when we start saying custom and what have you, and I've asked a lot of singers, well, what key is the level to where your voice is at? They won't know. But what they don't realize, Marvin Gaye's songs were all in the same key. Al Green's songs were all in the same key. Teddy Pendergrass. We can go on and on and on. And that's part of the knowledge that they need to know. But when we talk about customizing the beat, generally what a person will do is hear what a beat that they like on the different sites, and they will then say, I like that, but I want this taken out. Okay. Well, that can be you can buy that lease with that provision in it. Now, if you buy now remember, different prices, MP3 file, which is the whole thing in stereo, or you can buy the WAV files, which is the session, and who's going to do the customizing? Is it going to be
the beat
maker?
Or do
you have the equipment that you can do that? See, there's a cost factor. You know, now, most beat makers don't live in the same state or area that you might be buying it in. So then it's not an easy effort for you to talk to them. So as a someone that's buying a beat, have some type of facility that you can take the files to. If you're going to modify them, then get them. Make sure you purchase the MP3 and the WAV file.
Yeah, they're called construction.
Well,
again, I'm going to ask
you.
You
know, so that you will
every
be able
WAV file
change
come
them. But see, that's your own ability
right
to
on?
Customize them, not the beat maker. If the beat maker is going to do it, you still might find he's not going to get it right. And there's only so much flexibility that you can do to a melody, a beat, and what have you. I mean, you might change the key of it. You might change the tempo of it. But, you know, a lot of other things are things that pop into people's minds that they think that they might want. And so that then it becomes better for, like you say, you did the vocals and what have you on. Then you might just want the WAV files and your own facility so you can modify, customize those WAV files and put the vocals in. But you remember, you're still going to have to mix, master the whole thing. So the beat maker is, unless you contract him to do that, you're going to have to pay someone else, or if you're qualified, then you can do it. But you're going to have to pay someone else for the mixing and mastering. So when we say the beat maker, what is his responsibilities? It's all in the contract. It's all written down for you to understand. And you have to know the technology to know how you want to receive this song. You know, an MP3 file may not be adequate. You might need the WAV files. You might be going into a deeper production than he imagined. So
well,
you
will.
And generally, any beat maker, he already has the WAV files because he used a program that is good enough to support that format. Now, I don't know. Maybe there's some others that don't. I don't know. But then, you know, even if you have really good programs, you can actually take and write out the score of the music so that you have the written score, you know, and all the sharps, flats, and what have you. And you if you're a musician, you might be able to read music and play it. So there's all kinds of ways that you can get, you know, that you can purchase the
now,
beat.
My
you just have
is,
to ask and know what you're
I
asking
I do have a
for
question for you,
and
though.
Know what you want.
Right on. Could you guys hear me?
Are you there, Kano?
I can hear you.
You can hear me? Because I'm not sure if Raw Dog can hear me.
I can hear you, Schematic, but I'm not sure Raw Dog can hear you.
Raw Dog, do you hear me?
Yeah, you can
hear Raw Dog. I don't think Kano.
No, you can't hear me if I can't hear you.
I can hear both of you gentlemen. I can hear both of you guys.
You hear Kano, Raw Dog? Okay, he's hung up. He's probably going to call back in. But my question is, okay, actually, I just got confused with my question. But he was saying on the as far as the customized beat, I see that, you know, there's a lot of artists they don't come all the way to the their 16 bar. Does it have to be does it have to be adjusted? Don't you have to adjust it? Don't he have to write all the way to the 16th bar?
Yeah, it's called a construction.
Because it's what people are used to and accustomed to hearing. They know when it's going to come.
Yeah, it's called a construction kit. So you might buy a construction kit with a certain sample sound that may be 8 bars. And then another sound that's similar to that, maybe be 16 bars. You know what I'm saying? So it's a construction kit. And same with the drum kit. You know, that's up to you, maybe 4 bars. You can chop it into 4 bars. You can do 8 bars, 16 bars. You can mix it up.
So you mean they got you said construction kit. That's a software?
Yeah. Well, when you say you're making a beat, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You can sample it off like that. Like if I want, like I make beats, okay, for instance. So if I want to take a certain melody that I played on a virtual instrument that I had, what I could do is I could just chop that in 8 bars or 16 bars, and I could just sell that as part of the instruction kit, you know, along with a kick drum or a snare or a clap or whatever other sounds that I want to put in the construction kit itself. And then what happens is, you know, they could take that, put it in the DAW system like Pro Tools or something like that, and you can do it all in there, where you can go in there and construct it how you want. You know what I'm saying? You can put the, you know, you can put the, pretty much go in there and tweak each particular sound if you want to put, like, a certain sound effect on it, like a flanger, you know, or you want to put a sound that makes it echo or delay, you know what I'm saying, or maybe on a certain part of the song or the composition of the song. So you enter all, you put all that into the particular DAW, and then you can go in there, you can record on top of that with the artist. But you can construct that to however you want. Now, the beat maker may have, you know, the song might be totally different what the beat maker imagined, but it's still using the same principle as the construction kit has the sounds that the beat maker actually made.
Yeah.
Can
you guys hear me
the
now?
The question, you know what, Rodol, you couldn't hear me, but this is the question what I wanted to ask you. You was talking about the WAV file. Now, don't you have to, like I know some other programs where you have to batch those files in order for that to be within that folder on that WAV file. But this has nothing to do with, for me, what I'm talking about is I do a lot of graphic work, and you have to batch files to make the whole composition of the file that you put together. Is that similar to the music file? Because I really don't know that part of the software. I don't know how to use it.
Okay. What you just described, the batching, is the MP3. The WAV files are the individual folders with the individual instruments in them.
But you can get a WAV file without all the folders, correct?
They're individual files.
You can do an MP3.
I'm just saying, like when we receive music here at Bob Nashville, they upload it to us in a WAV file. It's not necessarily we got the whole session.
Well, it has to be an MP3.
It has we only get MP3s we can upload. And now it depends upon.
I mean, we only get MP3, but we can get WAV files.
We can only get MP3 files.
Okay, but see, guess what? You know what? Now, see, now here's the catch. Here's the catch to this whole thing. You know, it depends upon what you're gonna do. It depends on what you're gonna do. You know, if you're going to be electronic, if you're trying to recreate the beat that the beat maker has made, what equipment you have to work with after you purchase it. That's what's going to depend on what you can do, you know, on your own, you know, because you can purchase the WAV files and the MP3, and then you can resample, and just like you said, there are so many different virtual instruments that you can sample these sounds to. See, when we say sample, a snippet, let's just say you purchased a song and it had violins, but you wanted the violins to do a little more than just one note. Well, you could sample that one note, and from that one note you have the whole scale of violins within that tonal sample that you took in the different key levels of the piano keys.
And that's part of these
Yeah, see, you know, there are so many different things. When we talked about it before, we talked about the electronics. I would only suggest the people that bought the beats from beat makers that to know what they're working with. An MP3 file might be just fine for them because that's as far as they can go into it. WAV file. What did you say, Kano?
You don't want an MP3. If you're making a beat, you don't want an MP3 file. Most DAW software that you use out there uses a WAV file. So it's easy if you convert that in there. MP3 is a loss of sound on there. So if you're going to take a loss of sound, chop it off, and then go back and mix and master it, it's not going to have the full effect to it. You know what I'm saying? That sound is missing. So you never want to MP3. MP3 is fine if you just want to listen to the song, maybe, you know, maybe in a snippet. But if you want the actual beat, you want it in the WAV files, and you want them separated. That way you can go back in there when you go in the studio with the producer. They can go in there and do their thing to each individual track. Each individual track, you got to have headroom. So basically when you're doing a song, it has to be below zero decibels. So therefore, you need each track separated. That way they can be leveled out along and with the vocals as well. Because the vocals have to be below the headroom as well. That's where you have to work at. So they all have to mesh together pretty much. So, I mean, it's easier if you have a WAV file from the beginning and have them separated. There's a lot of different software out there now. You can, you know, if you want them to sell beats, you know, there's a thing called, it's called Dropbox that you can use. You know, that's what I do with some of my guys. They live, you know, my guy lives down in Texas, so I want to send him a beat or something. I drop it in the Dropbox. And what that does is that transfers that file directly to his desktop. That way he gets that beat within, like, you know, 5 minutes. He has that beat right there. It waved all the waves and everything. Not just the MP3, but just waved out for him so he can do what he wants to it. So with technology, I mean, there's a lot of ways you can do that, especially in the industry. I'm sure that's how they're just doing it, just dragging and dropping. You know, the beat maker might be making the beat in Atlanta. He drag and drop each of those out to a producer out in Los Angeles, you know what I'm saying, where the artist is recording. I mean, it's just like that with technology nowadays.
Well, yeah, but see, now you mentioned something. You have something that you looked into, which you call the Dropbox, which will take large files and transfer it. See, now, that's what I said. It depends upon what equipment you have to work with. See, you know, I know some people, some artists, all they have is a computer. You see
that's
what I'm saying?
That's all you need.
Well, yeah, but see, on their side, they don't have the program, I guess is what I'm saying. They don't have the program that they are able to do that through. See,
yeah,
so
but that's an app that you can download to your computer that's free, though. You know,
you mean to play WAV files?
Yeah, you send WAV files. You got a certain there's a WAV.
No, but I mean for them to be able to play the WAV files, is something free that they can download?
Yeah, you download to your computer. So say if I was working with you and we were making a beat, for instance, right? And I'll play a certain section of it. Well, I'll drop that in the Dropbox. Whatever program you're probably using, which is probably similar, you know, as far as the DAW, you know what I'm saying, you just incorporate it into your DAW. And we go back and forth dropping it.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about on Dropbox.
Yeah, Dropbox.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can't drop a WAV file in there.
I've used Dropbox, but do Dropbox take files faster? Or something?
Are
they just able to take bigger files? Dropbox.
Yeah, they're able to take bigger files, and of course you can up the amount of files that you want to transfer. You know, you pay, there's a little fee that you pay. But I mean, but you get like 4 gigs free, and then if you invite some people, you get more gigs. So, I mean, 4 gigs, I mean, a song you might send might be, let me see, if you separate it, might be, I'd say maybe 200 or 300 megabytes. So you got 4 gigs. Not only that, but you can set up inside that, you know, that particular Dropbox who you want to send beats to. So I got people lined up who I just drop. I select their name, go in and drop the beat for that particular person that wants that beat.
In actuality, an artist is going to have the equipment so that he can receive those files. See, you know, and I hear where you're coming from. I knew that, but then I was trying to give the aspect of, let's just say, the beginner. You see what I'm saying? And that doesn't have the real equipment to get a beat, but they're purchasing a beat. You know, when you can buy them for $19, and you should hear some of those that I have received, and you go, well, wait a minute, you know, it's a great effort, but you realize that they didn't have the equipment. So now you've explained something that they need, that, you know, that in this industry, if you want to be the producer and get the proper files, that there is an additive that they need called Dropbox that will allow them to get the WAV files. Now, did you have the ability to get the WAV files back when you were doing it, Poetic?
Yes, I have. I've gotten the session, and I've always called it the session, but it's I've got every bit of the instrumentation, so I can kind of guide where I want that track to be. Because there's sometimes the way they deliver it, I just don't like. If I don't like a certain sound, I want to mute it out of there. I want to control it. You can't control
it. But
you
mentioned your daughter, and she got one that was an MP3.
Oh yeah, we got one from a guy out of California, and then because he couldn't find he said he couldn't find the original session to it.
Oh,
so she liked the beat so much she ended up recording over it, but it really didn't turn out. Well, I mean, we couldn't do much to it as far as boosting the sound of it,
right,
and the levels of it.
So in actuality, he shouldn't have sold that beat. Because he couldn't deliver it the way you wanted it.
Yeah, but she wanted it anyway. She wanted it so bad, she didn't
go get
that.
That's true. That's the risk you take, though. That's the risk you take with that.
Yeah.
But like I said, with technology, I mean, it's not that it takes a lot of equipment. All you need is a computer and the internet. Better yet, all you need is an iPad, you know what I'm saying, or iPod and the internet. That's all you need to receive it. You can set that. It's an app for the PC. It's an app for the iPod, and it's different. And that's not the only one that's out there that you can use to transfer files like that. So, I mean, there's actually two out there. So, like I said, my guy lives in Texas. I sent him some beats. He's not here, but the fastest way for me to do it is send it to right there, especially if he wants it. I get it right to him. So even if you're an artist, you know what I'm saying, your guy's making your beat, you know what I'm saying, you can send it to your phone. Your phone is hooked up to pretty much any computer. Say if you go to a studio and you can just upload the beat in there and let the producer do his thing with the track. So you can do this all in real time. But it's just what particular DAW that you use on your computer. You know, the price of the DAWs are going down. So I mean, and with technology and computers right now, I mean you can go out and buy a nice computer, just a nice investment, small investment. Get some nice software and be at a crate, like beats that they're making, like $1 million studios. It's all about the technology out there.
You're exactly right.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you like this. I really enjoyed you guys' discussion, so I kind of sat back and listened. Had to ask a few questions that plagued me, but just because I ask questions, don't think that I'm totally ignorant. Sometimes I ask those questions because I feel that other people need to know what plagued me back in the days. Those questions. I'm just letting y'all know that. And I kind of stand sometimes as the advocate for the artist. Now, some of those questions I'm just totally ignorant about. I admit to that too. But I'm just letting you guys know I have to stand on the behalf of a newcomer into this business so that they can understand the things that you guys understand, the professionals do. So that's how we do it. What is the beat maker's role in recording if they only supply the beat? You better go back and listen to the show. It was a great show that I really enjoyed. My guests here, Kano the Great, and we have our dog Always in the Trenches right here with Hip Hop National. If you want to get your music played on this program, go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and upload your music. Upload it today.
If you need to reach out at me, you can call me at 954-461-3398. Thank you. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Now, take it away, Dr. AQ.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Rails in the Mix with Dr. AT. I'm your host, Dr. AT.
Quiet down, guys. I'm live on the air.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Koe, right here in the studio.
Hip Hop National.
Koe, can you get off that pole? The show's about to start.
This is Dr. AT. To all you artists out there, if you guys want to get your song heard right here on Hip Hop National Radio, all you gotta do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995.
Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history. Kill it. Tell about it. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the west coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolled out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the jack. Bob, Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? Some slow motion round here, I think it's best I leave out. I'm falling in my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas, where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the AZ. With my big sister and she living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't trip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems, this time I'm fine. First class to be exact, to the South Side shot. When I first arrived, they observed my whole style. My southern hospital, with me. Nice. Plus they can hear it in my speech. All the brothers feel records, now the city claim me. That's West Coast, down south, Midwest, East. I'm the one, my number's boy, got connects in all three. People often ask with region I like best. Tell at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place, I salute the man that you see. Whether here on the track, low, so poetically. I could say I'm more, but I'll leave it as a D. When you give too much, then the people might flee. Just thought that I would share a little. Happy to get to know a little more about me. Yeah. Happy to get to know a little more about me. Yeah. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like, let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like.
Dr. AT, ER Crew.
Ooh, la, la, la.
Let's go, go, go. Two steps for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. So let's go, now they flow. It's two step doubles. We can take it slow, so incredible. Now they flow. You know I'm ready to go with two step doubles. But I'ma take it slow. Me on cruise control. You know it's on my mind. Yeah, that's my date. She got a mean dribble game. She'll rock big shoes and procrastinate. I love when she wrap around and make a fatty shake. She love when I two-step while I'm sipping my drink. You know I've gotta have a dark color cup of pink. Cuban link. She got a bad juice. Only got one shot, so I'm ready to sling. See on the dance floor and I'm doing my thing. I'm in my own jam world, homie, stay in your lane. So that dollar bill ain't the only thing that rings. Now you control. Like David Letterman, yeah, it's my show. Now they close, yeah, the bad dude. Baby girl, say hi. I wanna see you getting loose, coming out your clothes. I wanna see your booty high, so touch your toes. Now they close, let it wiggle a little bit, then drop it low. I'm so super cool, got the flow so super smooth. Getting love all night. Just do what it do, so I'ma do what I does. About to take the party over another side of the club. Just want some love, some say I'm a stud. I'm no amateur, I'm all extra. Come on, come on, sexy, you know I gotta get ya. The two-step double, now you. For me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. So let's do. We can take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go with two-step double. Two-step double. When they play this in the club, you gotta go, go, go.
Next on deck, Sam OG. I wanna know.
Tell me what you dream of, girl. Yo, just tell me what it is that you dream, girl.
Tell me
what
baby.
You dream of, girl. Rocco Medici.
Same OG.
Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you, Rocco.
Better gang official.
Better gang.
We working.
G Music Entertainment.
Yo, let's go. Dream, love. We can be
Next on deck, G Squad marching.
They will be marching with our song. Song will be singing in the east. Song will be gathering way in the west. Song will be shouting way in the north.
They will be marching way down south. They will be
on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah.
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 Come on, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. These clouds arouse my desire for life.
Yeah.
I did just add some spice. Taking the storms, what is wrong is right.
Yeah.
Vice versa, we can't bring back the hands of time.
Yeah.
Productivity unlocked daily.
Yeah.
In togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah.
For eternity, say you, yeah. Say me,
yeah.
Fingerprints, a firm grip.
Yeah.
My Lord is a master.
Yeah.
I was born equipped with this arithmetic.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Witness to the blind, leading the blind.
Yeah.
Behind to bless through stress.
Yeah.
With this prophecy.
Yeah.
I prophesy.
Yeah.
Ignorance is kind.
Yeah.
Inviting us with a smile.
Yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward.
Yeah.
Turn, then unwind.
Yeah.
2 steps.
Yeah.
With each breath I breathe.
Yeah.
Together we will achieve.
Yeah.
Feel strong about this belief.
Yeah.
I believe in equality. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings howling.
Yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night. A beast.
Yeah.
Playing this out. Matching the pieces. Transforming my reality.
Yeah.
Enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah.
Make sure the thief of time.
Yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind. Spiraling out of control. Your soul.
Yeah.
Our Lord shall console.
Yeah.
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 Straight and narrow. Not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings I do travel.
Yeah.
Steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality. Yes, Lord. We all.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
4 add 6 get 10.
Yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah.
Our fire. I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah.
Blessed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We all human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We all human beings.
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
I often fade to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and dim, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart and indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue.
Breaks for you like a continuous flood, forever pumping for my love, the never ceasing, wanting to be with you in celestial blue, to forever walk in the light of God's never dawning sun, in the river of light we've ever plunged. When I look at you through stained glass blue, blue.
Next on deck is KY, Days Like This.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes. Yeah.
Got some homies down in Waco, they keep it on deck like Jose Canseco. They'll send it my way, yo, but they want payback in pesos. Crackin' yayo, stash spots off of Paseo. Deal of a lifetime, it's so hard for me to say no. Cause thus far I stay broke, looking for a better way. So one day I'll rock a halo. Is God giving me an opportunity, or is Satan trying to ruin me? Persistently pursuing me, the devil's so alluring. Always trying to influence me, but I'm strong so I won't do it. See, I'm great at enduring, he's always trying to lure me in. I'll chill up in heaven when I finally reach my end. Look and see familiar faces, surrounded by my friends. Thankful that I counted blessings and repented for my sins. If I ever had the chance, I would do it all again. I got more energy within than what makes the world spin. God help with my addictions, now I owe it all to him.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Nobody wanted to follow me all the way to the end of the road. I had to keep my real homies and let the phony homies go. We were in the same vehicle, but destined for different roads. Excuse all my apologies, but it's time for me to blow. It's time to rip this. It's so ridiculous the way he spits. It's just so vicious. That's why he's so significant. The evidence is evident. This homie must be heaven sent. Potential to be president. So full of intelligence. Elegantly elegant. Gangster with some etiquette. The government better quit. We know about Connecticut. Yeah. Said this deceitful with the bread you get. I finally had to speak out. My peers were just too hesitant to shed some light on the government's negligence. Saw the towers falling, I've been convinced ever since the Pentagon got hit. It's like nobody even flinched. They try to control the sheep, but I'm tearing down the fence.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. Days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history, but I must live with my mistakes.
Next on deck, She's Hot.
Oh, it's hot. Yeah, yeah. This is D.L. on the go again, baby.
so free. Look at how she get it low again. Down on one knee, bring it up, drop the show again. Baby, see me, turn it around, hit the floor and then go and do your thing. All I wanna see is energy, baby, what it be? I got one night in the city, be my fantasy. Julio then got up and feel like I done anything. How you got it on the squirrel, girl, got me going. Welcome to my world, girl, if you wanna go and swing, you can swing it over here now, bring it close to me. On the quad in, see it's gonna be a party. Celebrate it while I play it, gone, sunny, peace, sing.
And send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am. Now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
Everybody, let's get on the bus.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.